Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
NFL teams have until 4:30 Eastern to cut down their rosters to 53. Ooh, this is one of those days. If you're right there and you start to do the math and you're going, gosh, am I like 52? Am I 53? Could I be 54? Do you hide? You're like, anybody seen Patrick? Nope, haven't seen him. All right, we'll cut somebody else then. Can't find him. We couldn't cut him. Yes, Eaton.
It's like that part of Hard Knocks where they're like, hey, we're going to cut you, but we're going to bring you back. Like, okay, then don't cut me. Then why don't you not cut me then?
All right, coming up, I'm going to bring back what Ross Tucker had to say. This was last week, and he was great because Ross was a journeyman offensive lineman, and he got cut four times during his NFL career. And I asked him last Friday, what is that feeling like? Here's Ross Tucker.
Each one was different, but what's really unique, gosh, I'm going to like, my eyes are going to fill up here. Especially if you're from like a small town like me, it's not just about you, you know, it's like, you feel like not only did you let yourself down, but you let all the people that live vicariously through you down. And it makes it really hard, really hard. Because the other thing, too, is for a lot of these guys, you know how there's always those guys, Dan, that are like, I'm so much more than just a football player. Football is what I do, but it's not who I am. I was never like that. I am a football player. I'm a football meathead. I'm an Ivy League football Vanderbeek meathead or whatever they call me, okay? I like that people said, there's Ross Tucker, the football player. I liked that that was my identity. So when I was cut and I knew I was really done, that took a lot out of me. I just went crazy, Dan. I went from 310 to 248 in like 4 months because I had so much anxiety, mental issues. I just poured myself into losing weight because I was no longer the football player. I was no longer, you know, if I go somewhere, hey, there's Ross Tucker, the football player. And I felt like I had lost my identity. And for a lot of these guys, that's what they lose. It's what they've been doing since they were little. It's what everyone's always known as. And then this isn't golf. This isn't tennis. This isn't basketball. You can't ever play it again. Once it's over, it's over. It's a light switch, and the light never comes back on.
That's Ross Tucker last Friday, and that pretty much sums up what today is going to be like for some of these players. And every player, It's like when I got to college, you know, you think you're special, and then you realize that everybody who's on the team was All-State or, you know, the MVP of their league or McDonald's All-American. And you get there and you're like, my resume doesn't mean anything here. And here's Ross Tucker saying, you get to the pros, you could be first team All-American. You could be all Ivy. You could be a lot of different things. You could be the best offensive lineman in the Ivy League. And then you get to the NFL and you're holding on for dear life and you get cut four different times. The end of August allows teams the opportunity to pick up depth, and then you can sign a free agent who was cut during, you know, this day, the 53-man roster. But keep this in mind. The NFL's minimum salary is around $700,000. Practice squad players can make up to $250,000. No guarantee that a player will be signed to the practice squad after being released, although a lot of them are told, hey, going to cut you, got to cut you, but we're going to pick you back up. But this is one of the toughest days. Imagine you're the star. You've always been the star. You get preferential treatment. Now you're holding on for dear life to make a team. And if you get cut, you got to go home. And everybody is going to ask, what happened? You're going to get picked up? What are you going to do next? And you're still built like a football player. A lot of these guys will slim down. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen, they stop playing football, and all of a sudden, they look a lot different. Now, you have to almost fit in with mainstream America. But when you go back to your hometown, imagine you're driving into your hometown, and there can be a sign there, you know, wherever it is in Pennsylvania, home of Ross Tucker, NFL offensive lineman. You're driving in. You're seeing your sign there. That is humbling. Yeah, Mark.
What about if you're a running back or a corner and you're ripped and you work at T-Mobile and somebody says, oh, man, you should play football. Or did you play football? Like, I was trying to, but now it's over.
Weekends are better. MLB Sunday leadoff. Catch the Blue Jays playing the Pirates. Coverage starting Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, only on Peacock, our streaming partner. We say good morning to those watching and our radio affiliates around the country. Poll question for hour two. Seton is?
Well, Dan, let me update you on hour one. Who was this trade better for, Jimmy G or the Niners? Right now the 49ers have 58% of the vote. How about that?
Well, I understand what the Niners are doing. They want to get something for Jimmy Garoppolo. They could have cut him and not had to pay him anything, or they could keep him, insurance policy. Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, will join us. We'll get some of the details here with Jimmy G, but he stays. He hasn't been working out with the team, hasn't been attending meetings. And then all of a sudden you're going to bring him back, and like, what's it like today when he walks in? Hey, Jimmy, where have you been? You know, shoulder surgery, Subway commercial. You know, what have you guys been up to? We've been practicing. You know, we puke a couple of times a day. Yeah, but come on back in. Come on in. Imagine he walks into the quarterback's room. Hey.
Oh, hey, Jimmy.
Who's going to be happy to see him? Trey Lance? Is he going to go, Hey, Jimmy. How about the guys who were trying to make the roster as backup quarterbacks?
The guys who just figured out they're getting cut today. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crap, Jimmy's back.
Yeah, like Brock Purdy, Seton's quarterback.
Let's go.
Yeah, you're not even going to get to Brocktober, maybe.
We'll get picked up.
Hey, Jimmy, good to see you. Yes, John.
Some rookie's been using his locker room, and he's found out this guy Frank is wearing number 10 during practice. What are you doing?
Wait, we were going to have a going away party for you, Jimmy. All right, we'll have a welcome back party for you, Jimmy.
You can't wear number 10 anymore. Jimmy's back. No, I'm not getting rid of 10.
You know, sometimes people leave stuff in their locker. You know, there could be cologne in there. You know, there could be practice pads, shoes, something. Somebody's probably taken those things out. Hey, is Garoppolo coming back? No, no way he's coming back. All right, I'm going to take these shoes here. Jay in West Virginia. Hi, Jay. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hey, Jay.
what's going on. But, hey, I think your plant guy from yesterday may have set you up. It's almost like he had some inside information or something about Jimmy. Like, you know, making fun of him, like, hey, it needs to be planted or watered. And then now he just seems like a genius. So,
well, wait a minute. Was the bet that Jimmy G would start week one for the 49ers?
No, have a start. A start this season. No. Remember, he said, I think he meant to use surpass, but he said surplant, and he will have a start. So it looks like to me, it went from 0% by the face of you to probably like 65%.
I know. It's weird, Jay. That's the first thing I thought of when I heard the news Jimmy Garoppolo's coming back. I go, oh, damn it, I'm getting a pie to the face. Yeah, one of our listeners called in is like, hey, I got a bet guarantee. Jimmy Garoppolo makes a start for the Niners. And then I thought, no, I think he said opening week. And then I realized maybe he knew something. Maybe we got a new source. We could always use another source here. I do have people ask me, how do you get sources? I said, well, you got to go out and meet people. You have to ingratiate yourself.
But you're not like cruising the Applebee's and saying, what do you know about the NFL?
When you're
on the road, you meet someone who has a connection, right?
Yeah, I don't cruise anymore.
Oh, no?
No, I'm not doing that anymore. My 57 Chevy, I don't do that where I'm just cruising up and down the block. Hey, got any sources here? Yes, Tom.
With your windows down and the Benzie box and the dice hanging from the...
What are your thoughts on Tua's chances?
Yeah. Hey, sources. You know, the Lamar Jackson contract talks are getting a little interesting here. I want to talk to Albert Breer about that because it feels like Lamar Jackson was active on social media, let's put it that way, and talking about being the quarterback for the Dolphins or liking a post about being the quarterback for the Dolphins. And then have they offered him the same amount of money that Deshaun won? I mean, think about this. Who's worth more money? Who should be worth more money? Let's put it that way. Do you give it to Deshaun Watson, who you had to overpay to get to go to Cleveland? Or Lamar Jackson, who has been there for you and outperformed what a lot of people thought that his ceiling was, an MVP, and are you going to give him $230 million guaranteed? You got to give him more than Kyler Murray. Do you give him more than Deshaun Watson? And you would say, yes, he should get more than Deshaun Watson, but Deshaun Watson got more because that's the only way the Browns could get him to go there. And I don't know if Lamar, like it's taking too long for Lamar Jackson for me, where you start to go, something is not right. And I thought about this a couple of weeks ago, even brought it up on the show, like something's not right. I know everybody says all the right things. Hey, he's going to sign. And maybe he signs, you know, today. It feels like it's a little more sluggish than it should be. Yes, Paulie?
I understand this from the Ravens side because there's no upside in signing Lamar Jackson now. You're going to pay him basically full boat now. If he has a really good season, you're going to pay him, what, a touch more in January and February? It won't make a difference. But now, if they hold off and don't pay him this season and he has another – now, he's healthy, his team's healthy, everything should be better. But he had 16 touchdowns and 13 picks yesterday. They can get that.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, last year. They can get that cheaply. They don't need to pay $200 million for that. If he has a season like that.
I've said before, I want you to play through your contract and then I'll take care of you. But this is, remember Kyler Murray's agent. Like they pushed the envelope. Like, hey, we want to be paid now. We're going to scrub our entire social media of the Cardinals. Oh, man, you mean business. You know? Yeah, see.
But there's no loyalty from a team to a player. Like, play through the contract and we'll take care of you after. Don't worry about it.
I get it. I'm speaking from the team perspective.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay you up. And then you'll get, you know, Josh Allen got paid. They sped up, you know, his contract. I wouldn't have paid Kyler Murray early. I wouldn't have paid Baker Mayfield early. And Lamar Jackson, at least I have a little bit more of a track record with Lamar Jackson than I do the other guys. A couple of phone calls in here, and then we'll try to get these questions answered by Albert Breer. He'll join us coming up. Doug in North Carolina. Welcome back, Doug. What do you have?
Well, I wanted to bring up the same point that your last caller did, that I think you may have been duped by someone with inside information. But while I have you, I wanted to let you know that I watched a movie on Netflix yesterday called Crazy Stupid Love with Ryan Gosling and Steve Carell, and there's the funniest Velcro wallet scene in that movie. I'll let you guess which one of those two actors had a Velcro wallet. It wasn't the handsome guy.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Yeah, I can't believe it. We're moving product when it comes to the DP Show Velcro wallet. Yeah.
That's been flying off the shelves.
That sound sweeping the country. Christopher in Oregon. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
5'11",
145. All right. I was going to talk about Albert Pujols and Aaron Judge, but I got to piggyback on the Velcro wallet thing. I worked with a buddy in my 30s that not only was it Velcro, it was a Spider-Man wallet that was filled to the brim like a Costanza wallet. And when that thing ripped open, things fell out. It was crazy.
Well, you got to go all in. If you're going Velcro, then why not go Velcro Spider-Man, right? I mean, if you're going to be a nerd, you might as well go all in. Yeah, Paul.
By the way, this is my summer wallet. So once we get to fall, which is just a, you know, basically 2 days away, I have a fall wallet that I switch to. That
flannel?
I think so. It's like a wool. I think
we definitely have a plaid wallet.
We should do a plaid Velcro wallet.
Now we're talking.
And you know what? I would support that. I would use it. I'm not a wallet guy.
We got you.
But I would do plaid Velcro. Absolutely.
Autumnal splendor.
Yes, I love that. All right, we'll take a break. Albert Breer will set us straight on Jimmy Garoppolo, the Niners. Also, what's going on with Lamar Jackson? Have that for you coming up next year on the Dan Patrick Show. Wait's almost over. Football season is here. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And DraftKings is giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $5 on any football game. Get $200 in free bets instantly. And that's opening night. You want action? Everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings. Early win promotion. Get up 7 and you win. Bet on any NFL team of your choice. If your team leads by 7 points at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses that game. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Promo code Patrick. Get $200 free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. So the code is Patrick, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Have to be at least 21 years of age. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, 800-889-9789. In New York, it's 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at MBUSA.com or test drive one at your local dealer. You know, we talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. All he does is win. All Albert Breer does is report. He is the Monday morning quarterback, and he joins us on the program. First hour of the show, we had a poll question. Who got the better end of yesterday, the Niners or Jimmy Garoppolo?
I'd say it's a good question. I think the Niners, because they believe they've got a team that should compete for a championship this year. And they think they're going to have the best defense in the league. As long as a couple things happen along their offensive line, they should have one of the best run games in the league. And so they've got the best situation, I think, for a quarterback, you could argue, in all of football, like for any quarterback to step into. And so, you know, I think having insurance at that position, if Trey Lance gets hurt, and there's a lot to this, right? Like, but if Trey Lance gets hurt, having insurance at that position with a guy who's gotten you to the NFC title game two of the last 3 years and to a Super Bowl and maybe like one throw away from winning a championship, I think creates a great situation because you've got the ceiling there now with Trey Lance and what they believe Trey Lance can be in time. And you've also got the safety net of Jimmy Garoppolo.
I just wonder, though, how does this help Trey Lance? Mm-hmm. If you're trying to, you know, it's his team. We've been told it's his team, yeah. But it's sort of your team now.
Well,
so help me understand that.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably important to take everybody through how this happened first, right? So I think the Niners were legitimately surprised that they couldn't find a suitor for Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, they think that he's better than a lot of starting quarterbacks in the NFL, right? And so, like, I think over the last few weeks, it was, how do we think about this creatively? And obviously, part of it had to be approaching Jimmy Garoppolo about it and saying, if we can't find the right situation for you out there, would you be open to coming back?
Okay.
And then it's talking to Trey Lance, which they did ahead of the decision. It's talking to the other leaders of the team. And my understanding is that a big part of those talks was making it abundantly clear to everybody, Trey Lance is our starter. We're going to stick with Trey Lance through any inevitable bumps that we might hit. So they felt like they had to establish that with everybody. And this part's a really key part. Jimmy Garoppolo had to be willing to come back making less than Trey Lance was. The average on Trey Lance's contract is over $8 million. So one of the things that was made really clear to Jimmy was, if we're going to bring you back, your base pay and this is hugely important from an optics standpoint, has to be less than what Trey Lance is making. And that took some, I mean, I think that took some pride swallowing from Jimmy, because the number on his contract, you know, wasn't guaranteed, but it was $24.2 million. So he was going to have to go to less than a third of what he was making to get underneath what Trey Lance was making. And Jimmy was willing to do that. Now, why would you do that if you're Jimmy? Because there's a possibility over the next 6 or 7 weeks that a job opens up somewhere else, that someone falls on their face, that someone gets hurt. And now, because you got the no trade clause, you can sort of control your destination if the Niners want to trade you. It allows the Niners to kind of keep that asset alive for the next 2 months. It gives the Niners great depth at the position. And oh, by the way, like, to get Trey Lance going, they're going to have to play him a little bit differently. They can't run the conventional Shanahan offense. Like, they're going to have to do some creative things with him as a runner. And there's some risk that's associated with that. So if Jimmy gets in because Trey gets nicked up and plays for 2 or 3 games, if you're talking about like this from a long-term perspective for Jimmy Garoppolo, and the goal is to become someone's starter in 2023, is there a situation out there that's better for him personally to really shine in and look great in than the one San Francisco is presenting him? An offense he knows, teammates he knows, really good talent around him. So I think you have to add all of those things up. And I think this would be different if there was like a clear-cut suitor for Jimmy Garoppolo out there. But because of the timing of the shoulder surgery, that never really materialized. And so it left them in this position where they had to do something creative. And again, like, I think the keys are here. Jimmy's making less than Trey. This doesn't happen unless Jimmy's willing to take less than Trey in base pay. And it's been made clear, not just to Jimmy and Trey, but also to the other leaders in the team, the guys like Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams. It's been made clear to all those guys that Trey Lance is our guy. And absent injury, we plan on riding through any sort of bumps with him.
How many quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks, are not as good as Jimmy Garoppolo, in your opinion, or maybe the Niners' opinion, if you even know that?
I mean, without going through all 32, I mean, what would you say, 10 maybe? At least, right?
Okay, I don't know. I don't hold Jimmy Garoppolo in high regard. I never have. I think he's a good quarterback and he's a good story.
But if we go through it, right? Like,
is he better than Jameis Winston?
Goff in Detroit, Winston in New Orleans,
Baker Mayfield.
Mayfield in Carolina, Seattle. I think you can find 10.
Okay.
Like, legitimately, where. For today, for right now, you'd rather have Jimmy Garoppolo. Would you rather have Jimmy Garoppolo than Zach Wilson right now?
No.
Just in a one-off situation, not for like the next 10 years, in a one-off situation.
I don't know.
Would you rather have Jimmy than Jalen Hurts? Would you rather have Jimmy than Carson Wentz?
That one would be close.
So...
But Wentz can be better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
And that's the thing is, like, I do think that that's a piece of this too, Dan, right? Like, so, like,
but to me, Albert, it's about fourth quarter.
Right.
You know, quarterbacks have numbers, but what are your numbers when you have to have numbers? When it's the fourth quarter, when it's 2 minutes to go. And that's where Jimmy falls into a different category.
How many guys are like that, though? There aren't that many.
Like, well, but if I'm paying him,
I'm with you on what you're saying. Like, okay. What you're saying is, and I think this is what separates like good from great at that position, right?
Yeah.
It's third and long. It's down by 2 touchdowns. It's fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Like, that's what separates good from great. But how many guys like pass that test? There aren't that many, right?
No, but we hold him in that high regard of all he does is win. Well, okay. Does he win it? Or is he part of the Patriots and the Niners, who are very good teams?
He's had great situations. Okay. No question about that.
That's fair.
I mean, he's played for Josh McDaniels and Kyle Shanahan.
Yes, that gives you a head start. You know, that's your cheat sheet. But then I go to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has one of the best winning percentages of all time, one of the top 5 winning percentages of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like there's something that's still there that's missing, at least for me. Like, I don't know where the Ravens stand with Lamar Jackson, and does he look at Deshaun Watson and go, well, he got 230 guaranteed. I deserve more than that. I haven't been on a, you know, in the news for anything other than playing football here. So Help me understand what happens next with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
I think there's an intense round of negotiations over the next 10 days that nobody hears about because trust has been so important in this thing. And the Ravens have worked so hard to keep that circle that they've involved in this like tight. And it's there are not very many people that know. There are a lot of people out there that think they know, but there aren't very many people that actually know what's happening because the Ravens have worked to keep that circle tight because they know how important trust is to Lamar Jackson. I think part of the issue with Lamar that you're getting to is, are you comfortable, A, playing that style, right? Like, because if you have Lamar, you're signing up to play a certain style of football, right? Are you comfortable playing that style? And then B, are you comfortable that he's going to stay healthy doing it? Yeah. And last year was the first time that he got hurt, like doing it, you know? I think the answer for the Ravens in both departments is yes. My understanding is he put on, I think, like about 15 pounds of muscle in the offseason because of what happened last year. Like you can see it in the pictures, right? Like he looks bigger and thicker. So I think the Ravens, the answer is yes on both counts. And I think they're willing to do this. My understanding is last year, they matched the number that Josh Allen got. They offered him $43 million per. So I don't think the raw dollars are the question. Oh, okay. I think the guarantee structure is the question. Oh, okay. And like I thought it was interesting. Do you know who the one owner that came out when Deshaun signed his deal? Do you know who the one owner who came out against what Jimmy Haslam did was? Was Steve Bisciotti.
The Ravens owner. Yeah. Yes.
It was Steve Bisciotti. Yeah.
Wonder why. Yeah. Hey, so, if Lamar Jackson was under contract, you wouldn't have heard from Steve.
Right. So I think that the unique thing about Lamar is, so I feel like all of these guys, like the goal for the teams and the reason why teams, I think, have been able to, like the reason why teams were able to not make Kirk Cousins the new standard when he signed his fully guaranteed deal, and why some teams haven't had to go where the Browns went with Deshaun Watson. I feel like most players have like a dollar figure that they can't say no to, right? And I remember having like a longtime executive say to me about these sorts of negotiations, our job is to find that number. Like our job is not to like go to where they want to go. Our job is to find the number they can't say no to, where all the other stuff that they want sort of starts to melt away, right? And I think that that's like Lamar's a different dude. Like I don't know that Lamar is caught up in like, I want this number or that number. And if we get here, I'm okay. Like, I think that's what's hard about this one is like, maybe he doesn't have that number he can't say no to. And he's like, I just want what I want. And if I don't get it, then, you know, fine, I'll play the contract out. And he's willing to take that risk. He's wired differently, you know? So like, I don't know that like Lamar's the guy that's going to just like look at it and say, well, this contract guarantees me $120 million. And that's good enough. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know that he's that guy. And I think we've seen it, like, right? Like, we've seen the way he operates. Like, he does things a different way. He carries himself a different way. It's part of what makes him great, you know? And, that's the best explanation I can come up with, again, because that circle has been so tight for why we are what we are.
Always great to talk to you. You make us smarter. Thank you, Albert.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Albert Breer. He is the Monday morning quarterback. Well, look who called in to take a victory lap. Jeff in Daytona Beach. He made the bet yesterday that Jimmy G would get a start, I believe, for the 49ers this year. And Jeff joins us now. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Danny. I'm not taking a victory lap. I'm just calling to defend myself about being an insider and all this shenanigans. Monday was my first day of retirement. And I had nothing better to do than to call in, watch you guys on Peacock. And so I had to come up with some sort of idea. And it just looked to me like that was actually almost a no-brainer. I mean, the 49ers had a chance to have to lock up a backup quarterback at a relatively low price.
I was giving you more credit, Jeff. You should have taken the credit.
Well, I mean, that did take a little bit of thought. I mean, I know Chris Sims had the same kind of idea too. So I'm not gonna say I'm the only person that thought of this.
And the bet was that Garoppolo will have one start with the Niners this year.
Oh, I think he absolutely will.
Is that what we agreed to with pie to the face?
Oh, Oh yeah, it was only one start. It wasn't day one.
Okay. Paulie.
Do you want to spice up the bet or delay the results of the bet a little bit? How about start by benching, start by injury? Like Trey Lance is benched because of performance, or Jimmy G comes in because of an injury.
Okay, if we're going to change the bet, then it goes up to a Traeger, because I need one of my
new Traeger.
Well, I mean, what was that, 100-1 bet yesterday?
Jeff, you went from a pie to the face to a Traeger.
Well, you know, man's got a dream.
I mean, imagine we're dating, you know? It's going to take a little while.
Let's do that.
Yes, it's going to take a little while before you get to my Traeger.
No, I think he's going to – I mean, I hope it's not an injury, but I think it's going to be because of play.
All right. Well, let's just keep the bet what it is. Well done, Jeff. Take a victory lap, because that's the first thing I thought of when I saw Shefty reporting this. I go, I'll be damned. Jeff in Daytona Beach. He got me. And that's not what you're supposed to think when you go, Garoppolo's going back to the Niners. Oh, probably going to get a start this year. Let's see. Wayne in Arizona. Hi, Wayne. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey,
how's it going?
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to – I got a pie-in-the-face bet. But before that, I'm a Yankees fan, and I don't know, probably might Google this, but I believe that the Yankees have 10 players that have 50-plus homers in their franchise history. And I think the team behind them only has 3. But anyway, the pie-in-the-face – bet I have is that I think that Judge is going to get to 62 before Pujols gets to 700. So Pujols has 6 and Judge has 12 left.
All right. Anybody want a piece of that? Seton, no. Marv, no. Fritzy?
I'm going to pass on that.
Okay. He's going to pass on that. Paulie?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
He's right. There's a lot of Yankees with 50 home runs.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
Yeah. Well, not... There's so now this second time Judge has done it.
Yeah, Judge. So,
but Mickey Mantle did it. Babe Ruth did it. Roger Maris did it.
Yep. A-Rod at age 31.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few more.
Okay. Yes, he.
Cardinals currently in the middle of a 3-game homestand against the Reds. So I'm going to guess he's going to have 700 home runs by 2 days.
Wow.
Probably maybe today, if not tomorrow.
You know what? I'm going to bet he doesn't hit a home run against the Reds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about
right.
that?
You want to do
pie
to the
face,
ball to the ball.
Ball to the ball.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah, punk. That's how it escalates around
And then
here.
After that, he's at the Cubs. Yeah, I'll do it against the Cubs, too. They stink, too.
No, well, I'll let you bet that with Paulie. John in Virginia. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Dan, really love the Velcro wallets. I have to make sure that it is Velcro brand material on the wallets because I don't need big Velcro shutting you down. The proper name for it would be fabric hook and loop fastener wallets if it's not Velcro.
Oh.
It's not quite as
good. I see a little trademark. Maybe, you know, they hire Tom Brady's lawyers, cease and desist.
Yes, if you remember, that's why we had the typo on the website.
Oh, it's Velro.
If it's Velro, not Velcro, we would never use Velcro. It's Velro.
Wait, was that done by...
our lawyers?
Yes. The Velro? Did we do Velro on purpose, or did Mario screw it up?
Definitely not on purpose. But it works now.
I sent that to Mario. I took a picture of it, because we put it on the website... And he was like, hey, did you see, we're promoting the wallets. I go, you know how to spell Velcro? And he goes, yes, I'm an adjunct professor. And I go, okay.
Can you spell adjunct?
Hey, prof, why don't you look at how you spelled Velcro? He goes, I'll change it. V-E-L-R-O or Velcro.
He fixed it. C-R-O-W. Velcro. Nailed it.
Only the best people at this place. That's why we don't win awards. Let's take a break.
We got more phone calls coming up. I guess we call him Patty Fitzgerald. He is the Northwestern head coach after coming back from Northwestern. Would you say that's correct, Seton? Would
that
you?
Sounds. It's like you're straight from Ireland.
Yeah.
Straight from the motherland.
When I go there, I don't even understand what they're saying.
Nah.
You know, like every third word you go, okay, got that one. Okay, got that one. And then you bring in the Gaelic guy from the bullpen, and you got no shot. Zero. Yes, Todd.
And you've had issues with directions, right?
Yes, I have.
If you don't have the right GPS, you're in a bad spot.
Yeah, when the guy said on straight, and then you on straight, and you take a left, and then on straight. And I go, what the hell?
Street?
I thought he was saying that he's straight. Like, I'm straight. And I'm in the car with guys who were going to go play golf. And I'm going, why does he keep saying that he's straight?
No one's hitting on you. We just want to know where to get to the golf, how to get to the golf.
Well, you don't know that, Todd.
You know, you can't assume anything.
Yes. But he said it was on straight. So go straight. I'd never heard that before. I went, okay, how do we get there? Hey, you're on straight. And then on straight. I go, okay. So. Patty Fitzgerald is the head coach of Northwestern. Do I do the interview in an Irish accent? No.
That'd be fantastic.
Hey, Patty, it's good to see you. Take a break back after this. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. But we want to invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. They have one-of-a-kind digital cards. They're available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. The NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autographed cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more from every base pack. You're going to find hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the official product from the NFL and the NBA, in the UFC, and for the first time ever, the World Cup. See what's on sale now. Don't miss out. The NFL NFT release pulled the top players, a few special NFTs that will send you for a VIP NFL experience. List your cards in the public auction, complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items that you love. Donruss cards, they're going to sell out. Go to paniniamerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch a little bit of Serena Williams last night. And Paulie gave me a heads up that it was getting close to match point. I watched some of the pre-match and a lot of the luminaries that showed up to see Serena Williams. And, like, it's not official that she's retiring. It just might be her last U.S. Open. Because she even said afterwards, she was like, I don't know if I want to retire. But I know that she wants to have another child. She said that. And that would probably take her out of competition for at least a year, maybe a year and a half. But they had to have a planned ceremony in case she lost last night. I like that John McEnroe and Chris Everett were like, do we have to come back on Wednesday when she plays again? And Chris Fowler goes, yeah, yeah. Because they weren't supposed to be doing last night, but Serena is there, and that's the marquee match and center court. And all of a sudden it's like, yep. Got to come back. You got to keep working until she loses. Yeah, Paul.
It was celebrity-laden event. That was one of the toughest tickets. I know a couple of people try to get tickets last minute, and for any price, it was brutal. I think it was Dr. Ruth Westheimer was sitting next to President Clinton. Mm. That was a nice mix. I don't know if that was on purpose or not. Mike Tyson was sitting next to, like, Martha Stewart or somebody.
Huh.
Mike Tyson was there.
Oh, okay. Chris Berman showed up at Bill Belichick's press conference. And this is what it sounded like.
Sure.
Haven't been to one of these in a couple of years.
We're graced. Yeah. We're graced. You're looking good.
Goal is good. Move forward, right, Coach?
Absolutely. Right. Nice to have you.
Aloha.
Honored. Honored. First question.
Me?
Yeah. You can be shy.
Still fun?
Love it. Love it. Training camp.
Coach, first question, why did you bench Malcolm Butler?
Yeah. Get right at it.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Come on, Boomer.
Even a legend.
That would have been awesome.
Dang, that would have been great.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel about
Coach, Malcolm Butler.
Oh, that would have been awesome if, you know, Belichick's, hey, Boomer, honored. A first question?
What, me?
Yeah.
Malcolm Butler. What?
Would you rather talk about Fleetwood Mac Jones?
Oh, God.
That sounds like Chris doing the vowels. A E I O E U. Sometimes why? That'd be one of those where Chris will go, I don't sound like that. yes, you do.
Still fun.
Jaws?
Jaws?
What if Belichick said, no, not fun at all, you know? I wish I was retired. I'm going to hell. Yes, Mark.
But it was still a Belichick answer. Yes, training camp. Like, he's still excited, but
yeah,
yes,
even,
it's
yeah,
fun.
He even shut down Boomer.
Yeah, that's him being forthcoming to a friend.
Whoa, you're effusive. Slow down. Yeah. I can't write down all the things you're saying.
Yes, training camp.
Yeah, training camp.
Still fun.
Boomer.
Boomer.
Play it again. Play it again.
Boomer.
Haven't been to one of these in a couple of years.
We're graced. We're graced. You're looking good.
Good. Forward, right,
absolutely. Nice to have you. Honored. Honored. First question.
Me?
Yeah. You can be shy.
Still fun?
Love it. Love it. Training camp.
Oh, love it. Love it. Training camp.
They just caught up in the last 17 years. Completely caught up.
Still fun.
What was Boomer doing at Patriots press? Like, you go, oh, of all the things, you know, when athletes retire, they're like, you know, I'd love to go to the Kentucky Derby, or I'd like to go to a British Open. You know, I'd like to go to a Patriots press conference
on cut down day.
Yeah. Man, Alex.
Day before cut down.
Yeah.
Day.
Morale's high. Now, he could have said Malcolm Butler, and he would have been a hero, but he also could have said offensive coordinator? Who's calling the plays?
Calling plays?
Final hour coming up. They called him Patty Fitzgerald. The Northwestern head coach will join us after the win against Nebraska in Dublin. Final hour on the way. One more item. We close out hour two. It's 4:30 in the morning, let's say. The alarm goes off. Maybe it's 5 o'clock. You hit the snooze button, or do you get up and you say, let's go. Let's accomplish something today. I know we're tired. You don't want to waste the moment. You don't want to waste the day. So you get up and go. Get things done. That takes energy, something we have less and less of as we get older. That's why I take M-Drive every morning. Testosterone support for driven guys, packed with clinically tested ingredients, supporting healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. M-Drive, stay motivated, stay energized. And if you're like me, you get more accomplished. Try M-Drive, testosterone support for driven guys, and you'll find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. But you can also go to mdrivedan.com and try it for just $5, two-week trial. Text DAN to 55,000 to claim this exclusive offer. So text DAN to 55,000 to get your first order of M-Drive for $5. Message and data rates may apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.